This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 508. And before we get into 15 ways to empower yourself, we're just going to do a quick review on 9 ways to build resilience and grit. You know, as a mental strength coach, it's important. Resilience and grit is actually a byproduct of developing mental strength. So in addition to working on your mental strength, building resilience and grit, there are some ways you can actually build those up as well. So I'm just going to go over a quick review. If you want to hear them in more, these items in more detail, you can go back to last week's podcast, which is at warriormindcoach.com. You can go ahead and follow the show notes over there, or iHeartRadio, iTunes, and wherever your favorite podcast is hosted. So stay in contact with others. It's important to have a good support system around you when you're feeling a little bit down. They can help encourage you, keep you motivated. So it's great to stay in contact with others. Have high hopes. Anticipate good things happening. When we anticipate good things happening, usually good things happen. Also, know that the most successful people are those with the most resilience. So it's not luck that made the person successful. It's that they have resilience. And when you can find out how they got successful through resilience, then you can model that in your own life as well. Take excellent care of yourself. This means physically, emotionally, spiritually. All those areas of your life, you want to take excellent care of yourself, because if you're worn down mentally, emotionally, physically, or spiritually, you're going to not be able to have that grit and resilience. Be active, not passive. That means that if you have a goal and you are going after it, the best thing is to take action to get it. Don't wait for somebody else to do something for you. Don't wait until the weather changes. Don't wait for whatever. You just got to take action. Give yourself some mental breaks. We think that often a lot of my clients feel that if they put in 4 or 5 straight hours, they're going to get a lot of accomplished. And that's not necessarily true. There's a Pareto method, which has you focus your attention for a short period of time with a little bit of rest, kind of like a Tabata for the mind. And so we need to give ourselves these mental breaks to break down. So those mental breaks happen daily, weekly, monthly, and throughout the year. Remind yourself of all the adversity you've overcome since childhood. You're here. You've made it. You're listening to this. You have conquered many challenges in your life to get to where you are. Take time, review it, acknowledge what has happened and how you've persevered. Live a life that revolves around your interests. That is, do something you love. Find a path with heart, as Carlos Castaneda talks about it. Find something you absolutely love. If you really, really hate your job, don't quit your job till you find another one, but find your passions, find your interest. And this is how I, as a coach, can help you, is determine what your interests are. Often we've surrendered our interest when we get married or when we have a job, and we don't know what fills our heart anymore. Well, a coach can help you. I can help you with that. And hang around with resilient people. You know, birds of a feather flock together. If you hang around with people that quit often, you're going to quit often. If you hang around with people who have resilience, you will have resilience as well. So those are the nine ways to build resilience and grit. And again, this is hosted at warriormindcoach.com. And you can go back and take a look at the show notes that are with that. So, empowering yourself. Anyone can attain personal empowerment. It depends more on your action than on the size of your bank account or the title of your business card, right? The empowering yourself is about empowering yourself, not by what signs you have on your name or what car you drive. So do you want to be successful and experience more control over your life? I would presume you are if you're listening to this podcast. So learn more about the meaning of true empowerment and run down the list of what we're going to go through simple things that you can start doing today to build your competence and confidence. And again, these lists and the lists that I go through on these podcasts aren't all encompassing. It's what I have found to be most effective with myself and with my clients. Yes, there could be a list of 100 things, but that podcast would then be a couple of hours and you would probably snooze and move on. So I'm picking 15 ways to empower yourself. And these are general principles of self-empowerment. Set realistic goals. Yes, we want to have big, hairy, audacious goals, these wonderful 3 to 5 year plans. But eventually we want to break them down to a 1 year plan, to a nine month, 6 month, 3 month, 1 month plan. We want to have milestones in there. So we want to connect the goals together, not just have one goal. We want to have one big goal and then several medium goals and many small goals to get us there. But they need to be realistic. And that's kind of what the R is when you do a smarter goal. Realistic, you know, you need to take into account your resources, your time, your energy, you know, your intelligence around the subject of the goal. But you want to set realistic goals because goals are here to be achieved. They're here to stretch us as people, but they're also to make us feel good. And when we set realistic goals and achieve them, we are then empowering ourselves to set bigger and bigger goals. Strengthen your skills. So whatever skill you have, right, are you an apprentice or are you a master? Most people are just apprentices with their skills. And when they're apprentices, they generally don't have the confidence to tackle a bigger job or a more complex job. So strengthen your skills. If you don't know what your skills are, work with a coach, work with me. We can identify that. There's plenty of assessments out there. There's plenty of ways through conversation to identify those skills. But you want to strengthen those skills. Again, when you build up your skills, you become confident in your ability. And confidence is one of the four C's for mental strength. And then you're able to empower yourself. So strengthen your skills. When was the last time, let's just say that you're a carpenter. When was the last time that you did something different? When you took an advanced class on carving or carpentry work? Same thing with sales. Same thing with running a business. All of these things, we have to strengthen our skills. Manage your emotions. Wow. This is something that's probably the biggest challenge for most of my clients and most people in general is managing those emotions. We are sitting on a tinderbox because of, in my view, of what the news is feeding us. And we get irritated. It's bad news. The world's falling apart. The stock market's crashing, blah, 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 whatever it is. And it gets to us. And then we don't know how to deal with our emotions in a healthy way. This is emotional intelligence. And there is processes on how you can deal with your emotions. Managing your emotions is basically understanding what are you feeling? Is it appropriate to express it? And then why are you feeling this emotion? So managing it isn't denying it and blocking it and stuffing it down. Managing it is, oh, I'm feeling this. Why am I feeling this? Where is it coming from? And what's the best way to respond to this emotion? This could be a whole podcast in itself on managing your emotions. Believe in yourself. This counts probably like a bumper sticker. But when you want to empower yourself, you need to believe in yourself. And that goes back to kind of the ways of building up grit and resilience, right, is go back and look at your life. Look at the things that you've gotten accomplished, that you've achieved through perseverance, through intelligence, through skills. When you go back and do an inventory of all of the things that you have accomplished, you'd be amazed. And that increases belief in ourselves that we can do something. Often, because when we are little, our teachers focus on the bad grades, our parents focus on the bad grades, our professors, we all are told what we did wrong. You could have four A's and one F. What's going to happen? You're going to be told about the FFF. You're not going to be acknowledged for the A's. And so the more we're acknowledged for what we didn't do, the less we believe in ourselves. So now you are an adult. You are in charge of what you acknowledge. You can go back in your memory, in your childhood, in your adulthood, and look at all the things that you have accomplished and start to believe in yourself. Gather support. Again, right? This goes back to grit and resilience and actually authentic happiness. Gather support. You need to have a support team around you, whether it's family, friends. I mean, real people that you can sit down and talk to and share with. People that will hold you accountable, like a coach. Gather support. Could be a coach. It could be me. Could be somebody else. But when you put a support team around you, they will help you be accountable for what you say you're going to do. They will help you through the rough patches. Gathering a support team or gathering support is not a sign of weakness. It's actually a sign of courage because you're saying, I can't do it alone. I need some help. And that's good. And that's a good thing because people want to help you. Your family, your friends, other people want to help you. You'll be surprised how many people really want to see you succeed, and they will do everything in their power to help you. So gather support. Now, here's some simple ways to empower yourself. Respect your time. Wow, this is huge. I've seen people waste so much time on so stupid stuff that when it comes to the end of the day, well, I don't have any time. What'd you get done today? Well, nothing. This is where, again, a coach like myself or a coach can help you respect your time. You do the first things first. It may sound simple and cliche, but you do the first things first. You have to set priorities in the day. You have to determine what's urgent and important versus what's important by itself and what's urgent. You have to define that. What is urgent and important? Take care of those things so you respect your time. We do not have all the time in the world and some part. And when we can respect our time, we definitely can empower ourselves because it says, I have this much time. This is what I want to do. I'm taking care of this. And then you are empowering yourself to get the results. Protect your privacy. What this means is set boundaries, meaning we usually don't know our boundaries until somebody crosses them. And then we get irritated and we get annoyed, angry. We maybe get into a discussion, a conversation, a fight, but you need to be able to protect your privacy. So if somebody asks you something and you don't feel like telling them, in a polite way, you can just say it's none of your business and be okay with it, right? Because just because somebody asks you a question doesn't mean you have to answer it. Just because somebody knocks on your front door, you don't have to answer it. Just because somebody calls you on the phone, you don't have to answer it. That is empowering yourself. When we subject ourselves to the commands of others, that is, they ask us a question that we don't want to answer, and we answer it anyway. We pick up the phone, we answer the door when we don't want to. We are not empowering ourselves. We are powering the other people. When we empower ourselves, we can say no. We can say no to the question. We can say no to the phone. We can say no to the door because it's our life. We get to choose where we put that. So protecting your privacy is essential in empowering yourself. Meditate daily. Yes. And meditation is a word that has different images in people's mind. Basically, we want to sit still, observe our thoughts, and control our thoughts as opposed to our thoughts controlling us. There are many ways to meditate. There's a great app that I use called Insight Timer that has guided meditations, that has music meditation, has nature sound. We want to unplug for a period of time, come into ourselves, notice our breathing, notice our thoughts, don't get attached to any of it without any judgment, and just be there, be here now. And when you can meditate daily, it helps you manage your emotions. It helps you in other aspects of your life. So it is really, really, really important. You can call it meditate, prayer, whatever that form looks like for you. And you don't have to sit still. You could be walking through nature as long as you're not having a conversation in your head. If you're walking through nature, hear what nature sounds like. See what nature looks like. Put all of your attention into those senses and your mind will stop. Practice self-care. Hey, do you notice between a lot of these things we've been covering over the past several weeks that self-care support system come up again and again and again? Self-care is taking care. It means physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. It means hydration. It means exercise. It means proper nutrition. It means going for walks. Practice self-care encompasses all of that, because everything comes through you. And if you don't take care of yourself, what you produce isn't going to be that well. So practice self-care. And it's often hard for us to do that, to say no, protect our privacy when somebody says, can you go out, or can you come over now? And we have planned to have a relaxing evening at home, put on some music, and just sit there. Protecting your privacy will allow you to practice your self-care. Follow a budget. Wow, here we are on financing. I'm not a financial advisor, but as a coach, I can assist you in creating your budget. I happen to like the jar system that T. Harv Eckert has. He has six jars. He puts a percentage of all revenue income into these different jars, and then you have your expenses. So if you don't know what you're spending every month and you're just kind of winging it, you have cash left over, so it's great. That's not a good way to empower yourself, because now you don't know what you have. You don't know how much is coming in. You don't know how much is going out. Empowering yourself is to know your life, is to know yourself, to know your budget, to know your finances. And when you can empower yourself, you can control these things, or at least attempt to control these things. So following a budget is huge. Look at what your income is. Look at what your expenses are. Remove what you don't need. Look at ways you can add more income, and follow that budget. Share housework. So if you're living with somebody, whether you have a significant other, a roommate, whatever, share the housework. Do part of it yourself. Have somebody else do part of it. If you're living by yourself, do the housework, right? Empowering yourself. Don't wait for it to be over. Empowering yourself. Keep the place clean. Make your bed every morning. Do the dishes when you're done. Put them away when you're done. All of this is about empowering yourself to keep your place clean, to keep it tidy. You know, one of the things that I learned a long time ago when I was trying to get organized is before there was email and just regular mail, and it was handle every piece of mail only once. And I would advise that. Handle every piece of mail only once. Every piece of, when you come home from groceries, handle every grocery just once. Put it away where it's supposed to. Put things away immediately. So either share your housework or do your housework. But this is a huge step in empowering yourself. Gain recognition at work. Now, this may seem egotistical and boastful, but what you want to do, because if you're doing a good job and just getting by, we want to be recognized, right? We want to be recognized to say that we're doing a good job, because then it gives us that affirmation that we are doing a good job. But how this works is you can see a special project, volunteer for a special project outside your normal work. Not brag about what you're doing, but gaining that recognition of helping somebody else, or helping a project, or working somewhere else, going outside your call of duty or your roles and responsibilities And being able to gain that recognition at work will empower you to do more things, to step out of your comfort zone. So it's not the sake of recognition, but how do you get recognized is a behavior that's going to help you step out of your comfort zone. Resolve complaints. So if you are in a service area where there's complaints, resolve them. If you're not in a service industry, perhaps the complaint is with your significant other, with your kids, with your boss, with somebody else. Resolve. So when you can resolve these instead of just burying them, it empowers us. It could be resolve any conflict, right? We could change the word from complaint to conflicts. Conflicts with your friends, conflict with your family, conflicts with your significant other. Resolve these. Don't let them fester. Sit down, face them, be courageous, face them, and you'll be amazed that when you face and resolve these things, how stronger you feel about yourself. Use affirmations. I love affirmations. A lot of people don't think affirmations work, but if you look at things that we say all the time, basically an affirmation is something we repeat to ourselves all the time. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to. Right. That's an affirmation, but we're focusing on sick, so we end up getting sick. I want to be well. I don't like math. I can't do math. All these are affirmations, and they usually manifest. Here we want to use positive affirmations. We want to use positive affirmations about what we want, right? So if you're losing weight, you really don't want to lose weight. You want to be at a certain poundage. I weigh 150. I weigh 150 and look great. I weigh 150 and I look great. So affirmations are hugely important. And coaches, again, can help you come up with a slew of affirmations. There are some subliminal affirmations on YouTube. They're all over. But just have them that support you in the direction that you want to take your life. Check your posture. Wow, this is something that a lot of people overlook. Tony Robbins is great at this with the posture. So your physicality actually changes your mood. If you think of a depressed person, you can think of them as their head down, walking slow, shoulders forward. If you think of a confident person, wow, they're standing straight up, they're breathing deeply, they're looking you straight in the eye. So we want to change our posture, and we'll change our energy. And when we change our energy, we can change our thoughts, and we change our thoughts, we change our actions, and our actions produce the results we want. So check your posture. We all are sitting way too long. Sitting is the new smoking disease. So get up, move around, stand up, shoulders back, chest out, right? Look somebody in the eye, walk straight. You see a lot of people with head forward position when our head is going forward. It weighs about 16 pounds, somewhere around there. So as it goes forward more of the trunk, our shoulders start to bend. We start to bend in the spine. And you see these people who are so hunched over. And that started with head forward position. We want to check our posture. We want to be able to breathe deep when we're standing straight. Our posture of confidence all the time. So check that out regularly. For more information on this podcast and other podcasts, please visit warriormindcoach.com and follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.